Hey blokes, it's time to pay attention. It's time to pay attention to who we are as men and how we can show up better every single day. My name is Simon Rinney, and I'm inviting you to subscribe to the Mindful Men podcast. Each episode helps us to become more mindful of what's happening in our lives, from our health and well-being to work, relationships, parenting, and everything in between. You'll hopefully leave each episode inspired and thinking and feeling in new directions. The Mindful Men podcast is available on your favorite podcast platforms and YouTube. So what are you waiting for? Together, let's get mindful.
Welcome to Dad Space. Glad to have you with us today. Got a guest from the other side of the world. Simon is with me today. Simon Rinney is with me. And Simon is going to come on and share his story as a podcaster, as a dad. Still lots of stuff to talk about today. He's a musician, got two great kids, and he's coming on to talk about some really important things. The Mindful Men podcast, you heard the ad just before we started. Go check out Simon's podcast. Give him a like, follow, share, and do all the good things. Simon's on the podcast here on Dad Space. Thanks for listening. Here's Simon. So Simon is joining us. He's going to talk a little bit about his podcast, his family, changes at work, OCD, burnout, stress. We talk a lot of different things today on the podcast. Glad to have you with us. Here it is. Here's Simon. Okay, Dad Space people, I have a guest with me, and he's on. If you're watching, obviously I'm not here by myself. It's a good thing. Simon is here. Simon, how are you? What's going on?
Good, Dave. How are you? It's 8 o'clock here in the morning and the kids are about to jump in the car to go to school. So I'm looking forward to some dad time with you online.
Thank you for squeezing in some time with us today. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's like 6 o'clock PM where I am on Monday. Yep. So this is what, Tuesday for you?
Yeah, I come from the future, so it's Tuesday morning. So, wow.
So is there something exciting going to happen tomorrow for me, or what?
Probably the nighttime. So maybe some shut eye. Depends on how old your kids are. I mean, I'm up during the night usually with my kids. So,
love talking to people in the future. It's great. It's so great. So yeah, Simon, you are a podcaster. I'm on your podcast site right now. The Mindful Men podcast. I love it, by the way. Like we were just joking about before we hit record, those Canadian listens, or some of them are me, just so you know.
Yeah.
So rate and review and do all the things. I love talking to podcasters. Tell me a little bit about your podcast. I'd love to know how it started and why you're doing this.
Yeah. So the podcast has been going for 2022. And it was, I guess, a mechanism for me to share my story. So I've got a story of mental health and mental illness, and I've lived with obsessive compulsive disorder, depression, and anxiety for 30 years. So I wanted to share my story with the hope that it inspires other men to open up and be mindful of who they are and how they can grow, and if they need help to find that inspiration through me or through the podcast or through the other guests as well, to get that inspiration and go see their doctor or a psychologist or a counselor, or even just talk to someone that they know, like a friend or a family member. I talk about a whole range of things on the podcast, from my mental health story to parenting. So I'm a dad of two. I love talking to guests all over the world. I've talked to social workers because I am a social worker too. Just hear different stories. It's really cool to connect through things like Zoom, like what we're doing today, and have chats with people all over the world about different things that impact men. So, tune in if you can to the Mindful Men podcast. I love it.
It's really kind of surreal, like when you get to meet other podcasters, because you're in my earbuds as I'm doing my day to day. And I know your voice because I can shut my eyes. I can hear you in my head because I'm listening to the podcast, and then to talk to you in person, it's like, it's kind of weird because you're like, you know, that whole thing about meeting your heroes, right? You're my hero because you're speaking to me and you're encouraging me through the podcast.
And it's kind of odd because I'm looking to my right on the screen and I'm on your podcast, and then you're right there. It's really kind of cool. So tell me, what kind of response are you getting from your guests, from your listeners? What's encouraging you about the podcast?
I think whenever I do anything like a podcast, or I've got the social media as well, it's not so much to do it for millions and millions of likes and follows and stuff like that. It's more for me to just to share things and hope that it inspires. And if one person likes it, so you're listening to it over in Canada, then I'm happy with that, you know. But I am getting good feedback. We've got one that released today on mental health in the trades industry. So for carpenters, plumbers, builders, all those types of people. So there's a great episode that's come out today, but you know, it's great. I had my 5-year-old son on the podcast, and he's probably the biggest fan, and he's keen to come back on and do an episode on Pokemon. So I think if he's excited about it, then I'm excited about it, and that's all that really matters. And then whatever else comes from there is also a bonus. So
did your son understand what's happening when his voice is going out into the world? Does he clue into this, or is he just having fun with dad?
He watches a lot of YouTube. Okay. And he wants to be a YouTube star. So he kind of understands that it's out there, and his face is on YouTube through the episode. But when we press record, he just went really shy on the episode. So he didn't talk as much as he would normally talk. Yeah. And he did a lot of like non-verbal communication. So I said, mate, for people to understand what you're doing, you've got to talk into the microphone. So, but he's keen to come back on, and he's ready for a Pokemon episode. So that's what we're gearing up for.
Okay. So I have to ask, on behind you, I see a guitar. Is this a prop or is this a real thing? You're like,
no,
it's
a real
guitar hero here.
No, well, I don't play as much as I used to. The kids probably play on it more than I do. It does need a bit of a tune up and new strings and all that type of stuff. But I used to play a lot in high school. And I found it was a great mechanism for reducing anxiety. So as I said before, my history of mental illness, and I found through playing different songs but also singing as well. So I learned how to sing and play at the same time. I felt afterwards just better. And I'm wondering if it's probably like the breathing and controlled breathing when you're trying to sing and stuff like that. That helped reduce a lot of anxiety that I felt, in my high school days. So, these days it collects more dust than it does get played, but it's a reminder in the background for me to get it out again and start playing. Cause, nice. I see you've got one in the back as well.
Mine's hiding in the case. I have dogs and they love to bump into stuff.
Yeah.
If I'm not around, they get put away, but I just don't want them to be like, crash. Yeah, that wouldn't be good. So so I can put you on the spot. A favorite artist, a favorite song? What do you like?
I like everything, like absolutely anything. It just depends on my mood. So when I'm going back to those teenage angst days, it was a lot of heavy metal, Metallica and Korn and all that type of stuff. But as I got older, I wanted to mellow out a lot more. So I used to listen to a lot of Jack Johnson. I love... Cat Stevens. My dad listened to a lot of Cat Stevens growing up, and I love his kind of music, and just anything really. Like when I'm studying or when I'm focusing, I'll put on just piano music and just tune out that and just zone in into what I'm doing. Or other days, I might be listening to hip hop or R&B, just anything that's really vibing me that day will get a listen. So,
okay. So I have a suggestion for you. Musical suggestion. I have another podcast, by the way, called the Add to My Playlist podcast. And idea, the premise is we share songs together and introduce new artists to each other. And that's kind of the whole idea. So anyway, so that's another to plug. I guess I have to pay myself for that plug. But anyways, my friend is a musician in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Yep. His name is Jacob Moon. And if you go to jacobmoon.com, he's an acoustic guitar player. He does live looping. So he records himself live and then plays tracks over tracks, right? And builds a song in front of you, kind of like watching a chef make your dinner in front of you. It's mesmerizing. So anybody that likes guitar, you might enjoy that. So
yeah, I do love loops and stuff like that. And I did a bit of loop work. I'd never wrote the music, but as part of my experience burnout in 2020, And on the YouTube channel for Mindful Men, the first 50 or so videos is me on GarageBand on my computer and just putting loops together. And I called it, I think it's Music for Mental Health. And I just inspired by one day it might be anxiety or another day it might be depression or whatever. And I just got those loops together and it felt like I was like a little DJ, even though it's not my music, I was just putting it together. And so if anyone's keen to hear that kind of really bad bad DJ loops, yeah, check out the first 50 videos on the Mindful Men YouTube page as well.
So as a DJ, do you wear like a large marshmallow on your head or anything?
No, it's usually just the active wear when I'm sitting at the dinner table.
There's that guy with the big marshmallow head, right? I'm like, what is this? How do you breathe in that thing? Anyway, so that's cool. So we're talking all things dad, and again, really excited to have you here. Tell me a little bit more about your family and maybe a moment that you can think of when you're like, I'm actually doing it. I'm a dad. Like I'm actually doing it. I'm doing it.
Yeah. So we live in Queensland's Sunshine Coast. So if you're not from Australia, we're literally half an hour drive from Australia Zoo, which is the home of the Irwin family.
Oh yeah.
So there's my claim to fame. I live near a zoo. but yeah, we live on the Sunshine Coast, beautiful place of the world. We're not from the Sunshine Coast, except for my two kids are now that they've been born here. But I'm from Adelaide, which is in South Australia, and my wife's from Hobart, which is in Tasmania. So colder climates during the winter, and particularly Adelaide's really hot during the summer. But here on a sunny coast, it's nice subtropical. So and we've been here for 5 or 6 years now. So this is our home at the moment and loving it. But yeah, dad to two, I've got a 5.5-year-old son, Gus, and a 2.5-year-old daughter, Pippa. So yeah, we've just got like a little nuclear unit here. My parents are back in Adelaide. Rachel's parents are back in Tassie, and we've got a bit of extended family here on the coast. But I guess I always think back to when I became a dad, and I was on a podcast the other day talking about the birth of Gus. And it's funny how when you become a dad and then life happens and you kind of forget about when you first become a dad, and you know, you're just thrown into the moments. And you know, we're doing school and childcare now, but back to when Gus was born, and I remember that first night he was born, and my wife had a cesarean, an emergency Caesar, because Gus got stuck, and then so she was in bed for 5 days afterwards. And I'd never held a baby really before this moment. So I'm up doing the nappy changes and pacing up and down the hospital ward, trying to get him to sleep in the middle of the night. And a lot of this, Rachel would show me how to do all this type of stuff, but I had to be really reliant on the nurses because Rachel couldn't get out of bed and she was exhausted and all that. But I remember the nurse coming in and showing me how to change Gus's nappy and clean him up and then swaddle afterwards. And she showed me, and I'm like, yep, I've got this. I'm his dad. I've got this. And she walked out the door, and I just burst out crying because I completely forgot what she told me to do. And I felt really shamed and upset that I'm meant to be his dad, and I couldn't even change his nappy. But I think I was just being too hard on myself because I never had a baby in my life before. And I needed to get over that shame really quickly because Gus was relying on me to change his nappy, to be his dad and stuff like that. So I pressed a button and the nurse came back in. There was no drama of her showing me how to do it again, and off I went. And then fast forward a couple of years when we had Pippa, same hospital, same situation, but, by now I'm well-versed in the dad and I'm just doing this with my eyes closed. And the nurse has barely come in the door for the 4 or 5 days that we were in the hospital. So I think that moment there just reinforced that, I've got this as a dad, and we're doing it. And it's the best thing in the world. So I'm really thankful that you've got this kind of show as well, Dave, like a Dad Space podcast and the site that you've got. I joined the Facebook group this morning, actually. So I'm keen to see some of the chat.
Oh, yeah, that's great, Simon. Awesome.
But there's not a lot out there for dads to tune into and get guidance or get help or whatever. There's a lot for mums and rightly so that.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But dads kind of, we shut up shop and we don't talk about too many things. So it's great that you've got this platform and we can talk about being a dad today and all the other guests that you've had on. I've really enjoyed some of the guests that you've got on your show. So hats off to you for putting this together and out there into the universe.
It's awesome, Simon. That means so much to me that you would say that. A, as a dad, B, as a podcaster, like that means a lot to me. I really appreciate that. Because the one thing I'm thinking back when I think of my dad journey too, Simon, is when, like, before I was married, before I met my wife, dated and all that, there was just me, right? I could live off terrible food and late nights and no sleep. And it's me, right? I only have to worry about me. Then enter a partner. And now I have someone else to think about. I have two schedules now. I have to balance that. And then as soon as that new life comes in your home, everything changes. And I don't remember there being a lot of resources for me as a dad way back then. I'm a little older than you are, but way back then, there was nobody saying, Dave, listen, this is what's going to happen. Here's some things to think about. Here's some things that I tried that didn't work, or here's some things that worked that you should think about. There was nobody in that space for me. There were no podcasts at that time in my life. So to have a conversation like this with you today from the other side of the world, and you're tomorrow and I'm yesterday to you, it's kind of surreal. But the fact that we can have this conversation, then that someone can listen to this, maybe they're going in the hospital this week and they're going to have a new life and they're going to have a big change in their world. What would you say to these, to a guy that's experiencing maybe this week, their whole world's going to be upside down when they're going to stand there in the hospital? What would you tell them?
I would tell them that it's going to be okay. You know, you'll get through it. And when we become a dad and we think that we need to get everything perfect, but I hear a lot of the time these days that good enough parenting is right for our kids as well. They're resilient. We're not meant to bounce them, but they do bounce. But you will get through it. Ask as many questions. Don't be shameful. Don't feel shame that if you don't get it right the first time. And then get onto the Dad Space Facebook group, get onto other Facebook groups, start connecting with other dads and just ask questions. It's okay. We've all been there and done it and we're all still learning as well. And no two kids are the same as well. So I've got two and our story with Gus is very different to our story with Pippa. So just take each child as it comes, if it's the second or third or fourth child and everything will be okay.
Somebody told me to, before I had our firstborn, we have three, and I have their pictures up on the mantle here beside me because I'm an empty nester now. My kids are all on doing life. It's very strange. I got to tell you, Simon.
Is that why you've got like seven podcasts that you're doing there?
I have a podcast problem. Thank you, Simon, for bringing that up. But I have all their stuff here, but I'm not allowed to touch anything because they want their stuff. But so we tell them it's like a museum. They have to pay admission to come in to the house to see their stuff. I got to make some money back, right? I got to make this
a business. You do.
Right. So anyway, but somebody told me when my oldest was born, the moment you have a child, it's like your heart is taken out of you and lives externally from the rest of your life. So like my kids, I have no idea what they're doing today, where they're at. I'll get a text, I'll get a call, whatever. Right. But they're living life. And they're not under the roof of my house anymore. They're not within 5 to 10 feet of me. I don't know my whole life is different now as an empty nester. And I long for the days where my kids are around my feet or playing with my guitar or under my roof, right? That feeling is gone for me. And it's quite surreal. And there, again, nobody was there to tell me, Dave, your kids are teenagers. You need to plan for this. They're going to leave someday. And part of me is like, yes. But part of me is like, wait a minute, then what? Right. So can you even imagine for your two kids that they're grown up, adults and gone? Can you imagine that?
I know, because it's so far away. And I think of a world like Gus is 5 and a half even Pippa, she loves getting on our phone. So I remember back to when I was a kid, there was no mobile phones like for us. There was no internet. Or anything. So I always wonder what a world would look like in 15 years or so, or 20 years when they become adults. Like, what's that world going to look like and be like? And and how are we going to interact and keep connected? And or are they going to be one of those kids that stay at home until they're 30 or 40 or whatever? And yeah, I always think forward to that, but I couldn't imagine without the kids there. It's often so quiet, you know, when they're not, when they're at school, for example, it's just so quiet, and you get those times, moments to breathe and reflect and catch up on some sleep, maybe. Yeah. But yeah, it's yeah. I don't know. I haven't really thought about the empty nesting component of it. Yeah.
Because you think about your dad life, Simon, you spent all this time working, building, supporting, giving your kids whatever they need in life. You're there, you're giving, right? And there's very, very often as a dad, from my perspective, you giving sometimes from an empty tank.
Mm.
You know, or you go do something extra to fill up the tank enough to give that piece away again. And you don't spend a lot of time focused on yourself. Mm-hmm. So can you take us down a path tying back into the podcast, into your story for men? How important is our mental health and creating space for ourselves to refill our tanks so that we're not running on empty all the time?
I think that my burnout story is probably most applicable for this because it's a recent one. You know, I've lived with mental illness for 30 years and I can talk about growing up with obsessive compulsive disorder and all this type of stuff. But the burnout story is really, I think, crucial because it's recent and it's when I was a dad as well. So 2020, we were in the middle of, I think it was around September, October, I hit a wall basically. And for anyone who doesn't know what burnout is the result of prolonged stress on the body and the mind. And it's long, it's like a slow burn. Like it takes a long time to get to a point where you basically just stop functioning, you know? So leading up into burnout, you know, you're stressed all the time. You could be anxious or you could be start getting irritated. Things, you stop seeing the joy and the good in things as well. You know, in a workplace, you might start to feel a bit disjaded by the work culture or your colleagues or things like that. You might feel like everything's helpless or you're hopeless. All these types of emotions come into it. And for me, I've been working full time in a public service career for 15 or so years up until now. So it's probably 12 years, a couple of years ago, roughly. And 2018, we had Gus as well. So I was a new dad. I was started studying a master's of social work as well, part time. So I'm a new dad full time and a worker full time, student part time, and then we hit COVID as well. You know, we had COVID at the end of 2019 into 2020. So we had lockdown. So in Australia, everyone was locked down into their homes, or they could only go 5 or 10 kilometers from home to get groceries, but they had to come back home. And we were there for about 5 or 6 months day on day, every single day. And all these things, and my work was a high KPI environment. So it's kind of like a conveyor belt of work. You know, you do one job, you know, press approve on this particular piece of work. The next one would just come in and you just do that over and over again. So it's that high pressure, high KPIs. If you're not meeting your KPIs, you're getting asked why, all that type of stuff. And so all of this is happening for me. So I feel like I've got 5 or 6 different candles that I'm holding and they're all burning at both ends. You know, sleep deprivation of being a dad, because we had Pippa as well. So we had two under four, I think, at the time.
Wow.
And it got to a point where the stress and the brain fog got so much that I just pretty much almost stopped functioning. I couldn't think straight. I couldn't, do anything. And I remember breaking down on the phone to my boss and just crying. And I say, I feel burnt out. And before that, whenever you hear about someone saying burnout, you're just like, oh yeah, whatever. You don't want to do any job, your work. You don't want to, do your job and be that person. But when you actually experience it yourself, burnout is really detrimental to both your physical health and your mental health. So my mental health was in the can. And I started developing physical symptoms as well. So developed this mysterious back pain that after testing, we couldn't even find out what the cause of the back pain was. I had constant headaches and neck aches and back aches and it was just too much. And so I ended up needing to take 4.5 months off of work. And it was lucky that I had this long career that I had enough sick leave and annual leave to be able to do that without having a financial impact on the mortgage and stuff like that. So a lot of that 4.5 months was looking, you know, I went to therapy. I went to see a mental health social worker to work through all the hurt that I was going through and the emotions and stuff like that. And a lot of our recovery process was self-care and looking after myself and, you know, rediscovering the things that give me joy. So I mentioned before the YouTube music that I was doing.
Or the
music that I was putting onto YouTube. And that was a creative process that was quite deliberate, because when I was creative and I was focused in on putting these loop music together, it was taking my brain away from thinking about a million different thoughts at once, which often happens in burnout, but also because I have obsessive compulsive disorder as well, my brain is constantly working. And it just let me focus on one task. And it was a task that I could start and finish within an hour or two. And I felt like I've accomplished things. And the reason I put it on YouTube was because of that accomplishment. It was, I've done this task. And it felt good to put something out in the world that hopefully someone listens to. I used to listen to it a lot on repeat just because I enjoyed the music. But it just felt good again. And so doing lots of little things like that, I used to spend a lot of time in the garden. You know, I'm not a huge gardener, but I like getting out there and just being, and this is where the mindfulness and mindful men comes from, just being mindful and grounded in being in the garden. So I love mowing my lawn and I love the smell that comes from that on the freshly cut grass. So I'd mow the lawn and just feel good about the smells that were coming from that and maybe doing the weeding. No one likes weeding their garden, but, you know, getting out there and seeing the end product of your weeding and seeing it all looking nicely, that was a good feeling. And doing a lot of walking and mindful walking. So I'd go for a walk around my local area. We've got a lake there that we can go around. And if I'm feeling like I wasn't present on the walk, I wasn't enjoying the walk, I was thinking about too many things, I'd brush past and grab leaves or whatever off a tree and just hold them in my hand and crunch them in my hand just to get to ground me back in that moment and feel the different textures and the sounds of that. And doing lots of these little things and started to fill my cup again. And, you know, I wasn't thinking about work because I was off of work. I was focused on my recovery and focused on self-care and exercising again. I was going for little jogs or whatever. And over that 4 month period, I was able to start to feel good about myself again. And I guess this is where I started my Mindful Man Instagram page as well. This is where it all began, was starting to tell the story about burnout and men's mental health more broadly, so that other guys out there could go, oh, maybe this is happening to me and I need to do something about it. Or maybe this has happened to my partner, my wife, and maybe I need to help her through that kind of healing process as well. Because you are a team in a family environment. It is, you know, you can't, one person can't do it all. So if you're both doing it, then that certainly helps the family unit. So it was just around self-care, and I still do all these things today. I'm really mindful if I'm getting stressed or anxious or worried. The first thing I now ask myself is, where's my self-care at? What's making me feel good? Am I being creative? Should I jump on the guitar and play something, or should I go and mow the lawn? Do I need to go do some exercise? Am I drinking too much beer? Am I eating the wrong foods? Am I not going to bed early enough? Very basic stuff, but when you put it all together, and these are the things that fill our cups on a daily basis, and they're easy to do, that they're free in most cases. You don't have to have memberships to gyms or whatever if you can't afford that. But I've been on this journey, and then I probably experienced burnout a second time more recently, a few months back as well. I kind of hit that wall again where I was getting frustrated. But I think this time I was more attuned in. I was more tuned into it. I could see the signs and symptoms, and I could pull back quicker, and I could stop myself before I hit that real big wall. And we, as a result of the second time, I made some really big decisions to end up resigning from my career of 15 years in the public service to to actually follow my dreams. And now I'm setting up a men's mental health service. So it's dedicated to men and boys. Women can give me a call and get support from me as well, but it is certainly focused on men to try and open up and get them on their healing journeys as well. So yeah, in a nutshell, that's what I've been doing and focusing on. And it all comes from that burnout story, I think. A lot of it did anyway. But there's a whole back history of OCD and depression and anxiety as well that's gone over 30 years.
I love how you're addressing it and helping men through that and being a resource for people. Sam, we're going to close off in a minute. So can you share contact information as well for people that are listening?
Yeah, so I've just got the website up and running now. So it's www.mindful-men.com.au. So the therapy component is for Australian-based men and boys and women. But I've also got the podcast, and it's got the links to my social media, which reaches out to the world and tries to help inspire boys and men and women across the globe. So yeah, they're the best places to get in contact.
It's amazing. So before we close off, Simon, any words of advice for people on the edge or living with burnout right now? What can we do right now today to take a step forward?
The first one is check out your self-care. Yep. Have you been for a walk today? Have you got some vitamin D? Are you eating right? Put down the beer. You know, I love beer, but put it down. Mm-hmm. Are you sleeping? Like, just check in yourself, what's happening around you. Second one is be okay with talking to someone. You know, it's your partner, your friend, a colleague at work, or your GP. A GP is a great place because it's private, it's confidential, and they can connect you with, you know, psychologists, counselors, whoever around the world, or around your local area, and just start talking and opening up. And it's okay to be not okay.
I love it. And I see that in your stuff on your website and everything. I'm glad you put that in there. Simon, it's so good to have you on the podcast. I would love, if you're okay, in the future to have you back again and to continue the conversation. Again, thank you for being part of Dad Space on the Facebook group and the podcast. And everyone, go over to the Mindful Men podcast, take a listen, follow, rate, review, do all the things, help Simon out with his podcast. And I love that you're giving, Simon. It's inspirational to me and to those that are listening. I thank you for doing it. I love the podcast. I really enjoy what you're doing, so thank you for that.
Dave, thanks so much for having me on. And I'm an open book, so I'm happy to come on and talk about absolutely anything. And if there's anybody listening out there today who wants to come on the Mindful Men podcast, I love hearing from people across the globe. And if they want to share their story, touch base with me through the website or through the socials. So
go check it out. There's your invitation. You want to get on a great podcast, Simon's right here for you. Thanks, Simon.
Thanks, Dave.
Awesome. Thanks for listening to Dad Space today. Go check us out on all of our social media, YouTube, all that great stuff. You can find us as Dad Space Podcast. Real simple. Dad Space Podcast, whether you're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, even YouTube. Email us, dadspacepodcast@gmail.com. We're always looking for great guests to come on the podcast. If you have any feedback for us, let us know here at Dad Space. Looking forward to connecting with you on the next episode, right here of Dad Space. Follow us on your podcast app for more. Cheers. To you, Dad.